the Lord answered. You are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. One thing we need is to listen to Jesus. One thing. See, verse 41, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. There was Martha. She was worried about cooking and cleaning, and Mary had chosen that one thing that was needed. What had Mary done? Anyone? Go, John. Excellent. She'd listened to Jesus. See verse 39? She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what Jesus said. See, the one thing we need is to listen to Jesus. Now, how do we listen to Jesus? By listening to what the Bible has to say. Because it's in the Bible, all that Jesus said was recorded for us. So we listen to Jesus by reading the Bible. See, it means we have to be those who read our Bibles on our own with others, because to listen to Jesus is to read the Bible. And know what Jesus is saying? Jesus is not saying we ought to listen. You know, we ought to read our Bibles maybe someday. You know, maybe you should read it if you really feel like it, but if you don't feel like it, don't worry about it. Jesus doesn't say ought to or maybe or if you want to. He says, no, you need to listen to him. Jesus says, we need to listen to him. Just as we need some things in life, otherwise we die. Now, I want some help from the guys down the front here. I'm going to put some things on the screen. If you say, some of these things we're going to need. We need in order to live. Other things we just don't need. So if we need them, you shout need. And if we don't need them, say live without. Understand? We'll try with the first one. Sweets. Do we need or can we live without? Well, we can, yeah, probably. I mean, they do look very good though, don't they? They are nice. You're absolutely right. But we probably can live without them. What about this? PlayStation 3. Really? Yeah, okay, you're probably right. Live without. What about this one? Now, this is a little bit difficult because you have to think about what this is doing. So they're kind of going, or air, or breath. What do we think? You sure? There was a little bit of hesitation down here. You do need to breathe. You're right, John. So without breathing, we'd be in trouble. Okay, what about this one? A very nice looking climbing frame. Live without. You're right, yeah. TV? Yeah, sadly. Water? Need. You do need water. That's right, yeah. You're right. No, you're absolutely right. Thank you, John. What about clothes? Need or live without? Well, see, technically, you don't need them to live, do you? You wouldn't die if you didn't wear clothes. It might be a little bit awkward. A little bit embarrassing. It might be a little bit cold, but you don't actually need them to live, do you? You can sleep without them. That's right, exactly. So, okay, what about dishwashers? Oh, come on, adults, you're with me. Need or live without? Yeah, some say need, but you wouldn't actually die if you didn't have a dishwasher. Although my hands do get very sore. So, what about bread and really tasty food like carrots and tomatoes and needs? You need food, don't you? Absolutely. That's right. You need it. You do need it. What about toys? Toys. Now, the top one up there, the little motorbike, the number one bestseller on Amazon. Number two is Harry Potter and number five is the Peppa Pig bouncy. That's pretty good. Live without. Space hopper, you're right. Live without. What about holidays? Some of the adults are going, I need a holiday. Without my children. But you can technically live without a holiday. What about God's word? You do need. That's right. You need. You see, air and water and food. We need to live. Because without those things, we'll die. You can't live without doing those things. And Jesus says we need to listen to him by reading the Bible. We need to read our Bibles. See, just as important as air and water and food is to us, so is listening to Jesus. You see, what was Martha doing? She was cooking the food. She was doing all these things, getting ready. And Jesus says, the more important than cooking food and getting things ready for me is to listen to Jesus. See, why do we need to listen to Jesus by reading our Bibles? Because it's not good for us if we don't. See, what happens if you go without food and water and breath for a little while?
Die.
You get ill and you die, that's right. There's a consequence. It's not good for us, is it, if you don't do those things? And it's not good for us to not listen to Jesus. There's a consequence. See, elsewhere in the Bible, Jesus says we need to listen to him because he alone has words of eternal life. His words alone give us life forever. The one thing we need is to
listen to Jesus.
Listen to Jesus, that's right. See, only by listening to him, by reading the Bible, do we learn that we need to be forgiven for disobeying God. Only by listening to Jesus, by reading the Bible, do we learn that by believing in him, believing he died to take our punishment for disobeying God, that we can be friends with him and have life forever. You see, we need to listen to Jesus. And as those who are friends with Jesus, only by listening to Jesus, by reading the Bible, can we know what pleases him, how we're to obey him, what makes him happy. So Jesus says we're to obey our parents. And if we're listening to Jesus, we'll obey our parents because it makes him happy and we're to do what he said. And by listening to Jesus as well, by reading the Bible, it helps us understand what's going on around us. So think about it. When you're at school, and you're teased and you're called names because you follow Jesus, you might think, well, we're a little bit weird or freaks because... But actually, as we listen to Jesus by reading the Bible, we learn that those who follow Jesus are teased. They are called names. It's what we should expect. And far from being weird and a freak, we discover that we're actually dearly loved children of God. Do we need to listen to Jesus? So here's the question. Do you take every opportunity to read the Bible on your own, with your family, with others, by going to church on a Sunday, or going to Zigzag or Yo-Yo or FX or Rooted in order to listen to Jesus by reading the Bible? And notes like this, I don't know whether you ever come across these, are great. Discover the truth about Jesus and engage. It's probably a little bit old for some of you, but for others it's great. Are really good ways of helping us to be able to read our Bibles and listen to Jesus. They help us to read our Bibles on our own, each and every day. Some of the adults have their own version as well. But they're really good ways of listening to Jesus. Because we want to take every opportunity to listen to Jesus. And you know what? Adults need to do the same. They need to take every opportunity to listen to Jesus by reading the Bible, by reading the Bible on their own, by going to church. And do you know what? Adults can go to church morning and evening. They get to go twice. How good is that? How good is that? Yeah, very good. And they get to go to house group instead of Rooted and FX and Yo-Yo and Zigzag. They get to go to house groups and they get to go to prayer meetings. So the question is, do we take every opportunity to read our Bibles, to listen to Jesus, because the one thing we need is what? To listen to Jesus. To listen to Jesus, that's right. But, there are many things we do that stop us listening to Jesus. Remember what Jesus said, verse 41? Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things. See, Mary sat and listened to Jesus, but Martha was distracted by all the preparations that she had made. She was just too busy. Now, Eleanor and Tom are going to help me up here for a minute. Eleanor is going to, I've got a little kitchen over here. Just let me get it out. Just a little one I prepared earlier. Yeah, and my little chef hat that I wear all the time. There you go, Eleanor. Put that on. You may want to sort that stuff out there. That's it. Looks good. And don't forget your apron. That's very good. Excellent. Now, what I want you to do, we'll go over here a little bit more. Can everyone see Eleanor? There you go. Now, Eleanor, what I would like you to do, we'll turn it around that way so you don't have to see it again. What I'd like you to do is, here are some instructions on how to make a cake, okay? So you're going to pretend to be Martha, and I want you to get very busy. Here's the flour that you need to just tip in there. There's some water here to help you make the cake. There's some salt. We haven't got any butter or eggs. It's a cake without eggs or milk or butter. It's a very good cake. Then when you finish baking the cake, if you could just clean with the polish here and the thing, there's a little bit of dirt over there. And also, don't forget to wash up and dry up afterwards. Here's your dishcloth, just to make sure you wash. And here's your tea towel. If you could do all of that, you've only got about 1 minute, okay? But you probably get it all done. There's the oven, the temperature set here, and all of that, okay? Happy? Tom and I are just going to go and read a story over here, okay? Now, you may be able to hear, that's okay. If you can hear a little bit of the story, that's all right. But probably, you may be a bit too busy, because I want you just to focus on that. Can you do that? You go, we're going to read a story. You start making the flour and the water, pour it all in. There we go. Tom, you come and sit over here, my friend. We're going to read a story here. Now, it's called Super Saviour. Now, do you see that? Look at that. There's a bloke called Colin. Sarah McQuaker thinks he's great. Yeah. Yeah. Pardon? You can see, there's an aeroplane here. Do you know what it says? It says the Bible. How can we know what God thinks, what he wants, what he likes, what he hates? Can we be his friend? Can he sort out this sad and sick world? Lots of people have made up answers to these questions that aren't true. They say things about God, but they aren't right, and they don't really know what God is like at all. Where didn't we find out about God?
Read the Bible.
Yeah, excellent, Tom. To read the Bible. That's what it says. So where does God speak to us? In the Bible. I wonder how it is. God's trying to know in the Bible. How are you doing, Eleanor? You there, nearly there? Yeah? You're just concentrating a bit over there. Okay, well, Ella, have you heard any of the story so far? Bit hard. Why is it a bit hard to concentrate? Well. We won't go there. But it has helped prove another point of mine. Tom, if you want to go and sit down. Eleanor, thanks very much. I think you made a brilliant start. Oh, wow, you've even got it mixed in as well. That's like a proper little dough there. Didn't even realise that would do. That's great. Thank you. Excellent. Thanks very much. It was really hard to do this and listen all at the same time. It's very hard, isn't it? So, she couldn't do two things at once. She was distracted. She couldn't listen to the story, but Tom and I could hear the story. What was the story all about, Tom? Reading the Bible. Excellent. Tom and I understood the story because we were concentrating on just listening to the story. See, Eleanor, just like Martha, was busy. And what's interesting is that Martha wasn't distracted by bad things. It wasn't that she was just watching her favourite TV show, you know, Ben 10 or Tracy Beaker. No, she was trying to be nice to Jesus. She was cooking him a nice meal. She was preparing a bed for him. But you see, all those things stopped her doing the most important thing. The one thing she needed to do, which was to listen to Jesus. See, Jesus had come to her house. He'd come to teach her and her sister Mary. Jesus wasn't staying forever. He was on his way to Jerusalem to die. He was only there for a short while. And so Jesus said to her, the most important thing was for her to listen to Jesus and not to be distracted by anything else. And you see, there's lots of good things we can be doing and we must be doing, like helping others, like serving in the church, like cleaning and setting up chairs and teaching others about Jesus. And all these things are good and important things we're to do. But sometimes we do these things instead of listening to Jesus. And we think we're doing good and important things, and so we think we don't need to listen to Jesus. We think that that's the most important, so it's okay, we don't really need to listen to Jesus. And Jesus says the most important thing is to listen to him. And yeah, we have to do all the other things as well, but the most important, the one thing we need to do is to listen to Jesus. And you can't do that if you're always busy. It's like when Eleanor was in the kitchen, she couldn't listen to the story, really, and do the cooking. And sometimes, other things which aren't as important stop us listening to Jesus as well, like watching TV or playing football, or we just can't be bothered to get out of bed. But Jesus says the one thing we need is to listen to Jesus. We need to make time every day to listen to Jesus. We must never become too busy or lazy that we do not listen to Jesus. The one thing we need is to listen to Jesus by reading the Bible. And so thirdly, see, we have a choice to make. We have a choice to face, just like Mary and Martha. Do you remember this thing? Verse 41, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered. You are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better. That's right. Now, we all have choices to make all the time. So here's some of the choices you might have to make. Whether you like to watch football or rugby. Whether you like to watch TV or play with your friend. Whether you need to do your homework or play on the computer. Whether you like broccoli or carrots. Whether it's Buzz or Woody. Whether you like Coke or Pepsi, whether you like McDonald's or Kentucky Fried Chicken. Be careful how you tell Ravi. Whether you like Kung Fu Panda 2 or Cars 2. Whether you like to swim in the pool or whether you like to swim in the sea. Whether you like Strictly Come Dancing or whether you like The X Factor. It's an important decision that's going to come up soon. Now, some of those things don't matter, and some of those things are important, isn't it? Whether we do our homework or we play with our friends or whether we watch TV or play on the computer, some of these things matter. Some choices are really important, though. And Jesus says, Mary has chosen what is better. See, Martha and Mary had a choice. They could either listen to Jesus, big ears, or be busy doing something else. Mary chose to listen to Jesus, and Martha chose to be busy cooking and cleaning for Jesus. And Jesus says, Mary chose best. She chose what is right. And like Mary, we have to choose every day to listen to God's word. Every day we're to choose what is best, because there's only one thing we need is to listen to Jesus. We need to choose whether we go to Yo-Yo or Zigzag or FX or whether we just stay at home and watch TV. We need to choose whether we're going to go to church or whether we're going to play football, whether we're going to read our Bible or stay in bed. And just as we make time every day to eat and drink and breathe, so we must make time every day to listen to Jesus, to read our Bibles, because the one thing we need is what?
Isn't that Jesus?
Thank you, John. See, because it helps us to know him, to know what pleases him, and it helps us understand what is going on around us. The one thing we need is to listen to Jesus. And we're going to sing a song that speaks just about that. Then after we've sung this song, we're going to pray, and then we're going to sing again. This next one says, God speaks, we listen. Want to hear his word every day. God speaks, we listen. Read the Bible, trust and obey.